sisters and brothers, in the Maxim Gorky novel. Mother, an older woman, Pavel's mother, is slowly being reawakened to thought, an activity her 20 years of married life, a life of mistreatment that required her leaving aside all effort but the attempt to survive, to try to evade her husband's beatings. Thought wasn't a possibility. But now, after his death and Pavel's opening before her this door to thought, she starts to wonder if she could learn to read again. She'd learned as a child, but that was decades full of pain ago. So she hesitates, not really believing that it's possible. One day she's alone, draws the shades, and takes a book from the shelf, and laboriously tries to figure letters out. But she's barely begun when a knock at the door beckons. It's Ryben, her son's friend, come to commiserate because her son has been imprisoned. For thinking, by the way, which is, we see that happening a lot today. And throughout the history of the class system. What was Socrates killed for? Daring to stir up dangerous thoughts in the youth, what they're most afraid of. Quote from Mother. He sat down, Ryben, and turned to the mother. Let's have a talk. He gave her a significant, secretive glance that filled her with vague alarms. Everything costs money, he began in his heavy voice. Costs money to get born, costs money to die. Books and leaflets cost money too. Do you know where the money for these books comes from? No, I don't, said the mother softly, sensing that something was wrong. Neither do I. And the next question is, who writes them? People with book learning. The gentlefolk, said Ryben, a dark flush sweeping over his bearded face. In other words, the gentlefolk write the books and pass them out, but the books are written against the gentlefolk. Now you just try and explain to me what sense there is in them spending their money to stir up the common folk against themselves, eh? The mother gave a frightened gasp and blinked her eyes. What do you think? Aha, said Ryben, turning like a bear. There you are, me too. As soon as that thought struck me, everything went cold. Have you found something out? Tricked, answered Ryben. I feel we've been tricked. I have no facts, but there's treachery here. That's what. Your gentlefolk are sly. I'm after the truth, and now I understand the truth. And I'm not going along with the gentlefolk anymore. Whenever it suits them, they'll knock me down and walk over me as if I was a bridge. His words were a vice gripping the mother's heart. Dear Jesus, she cried in sorrow. Can it be that Pasha doesn't understand? And all those who... Before her passed the grave, honest faces of Yegor, Nikolai Ivanovich, and Sasha. Her pulse quickened. No, she said, shaking her head. I can't believe it. There are people with a conscience. Who do you mean? Said Ryben thoughtfully. All of them. Every last one of them. I've seen that. You aren't looking in the right place, Mother. Look further away, said Ryben, dropping his head. Those that have joined up with us, they may not know anything themselves. They have faith, and that's a good thing. But behind them may stand others, people who are only interested in their own good. A person doesn't turn against himself for nothing. And that's unquote from Maxim Gorky's Mother, awesome novel. We're going to talk more about Mother in the weeks ahead. I read this to my son and he laughed. When was this? He asked. 1905, I replied. So they had their Matrix moment too. In this show, we'll ask again, how do we know what is the truth?